Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. And before we get into who we have on the podcast today, I wanted to say something that I wanted to bring up on Monday and forgot. But we just need to give a round of applause for our scrubbing in group, our listeners, because we've always known that y'all are the best of the best of the best. But I got a message from Natalie Cherry, who is one of our Facebook moderators and
admin,
one of our
administrators.
We've talked to her on the podcast before, and she sent me a message and said, "Hi, Becca. Just wanted to let you know the kind community that you and Tanya have created. Months ago, I decided to start a Scrubber is in Need within the Facebook group. I took this idea to Crystal and our other moderator, and they were immediately all in and willing to help in any way. Since we've started this, we have been able to purchase groceries, help pay for medications, and help pay a bill or two for so many scrubbers. Scrubbers selflessly donate their hard-earned money to help their scrub sister that is in need, and this is the community that you guys have created, and you should be so proud."
Honestly, like, it really, that Facebook group, the people that are in that Facebook group to me are unparalleled. And I think that's why I get so passionate and protective over the podcast, because I feel like our Facebook group, they deserve everything.
Everything. And just like, I think showing up, a lot of these people just like, they're only, the way they know each other is through this podcast. And I'm just like blown away that they share their money or so willing to help someone, or what can I send you? What can I help you with?
That's the thing.
Amazing.
That's what's on top of mind for that Facebook group. It's like, how can I help? How can I be there for somebody? It's always advice or whatever it is. Now it's gone to a whole nother level of like really supporting each other in a financial way. And I just think that's so beautiful.
So
this was brought to my attention. Lindsay Jaggers posted, "Let's start a thread of things in your life that have come from the podcast." Which I thought was, that's cute, cool, mm-hmm. Love that. And so a lot of people talk about, I met this person and now, you know, she's my godmother to my kids, right, or whatever it is. And then Taylor Crawford posted, "So many scrubbers sent me gifts off my baby registry for my first baby because I didn't have anyone to throw me a baby shower and it was peak COVID times. I was venting, I wasn't expecting anything from my post, and it was the sweetest thing ever. One girl even helped me make the actual registry because I didn't know what I needed. Whenever I use the items they got me, I think of how amazing that was and how there are so many kind, selfless people out there." Her husband was blown away. Her husband was like, where are all these boxes coming from? She even posted a picture of all of the Amazon boxes that were sent to her by scrubbers.
That literally just gave me chills.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful and emotional. And I always am like, my I love the podcast. I love doing the podcast, but I think my favorite thing that has come from the podcast is the community of people that have just come together because of it.
It really is. It is a sisterhood.
It's a sisterhood.
Yeah.
So we love you guys, and thank y'all for being so good to each other. It's
and just
incredible.
Being what life is all about. Like, we were created to be in community with one another, to help each other. Mm-hmm. And like that, this Facebook group is such a shining example of that.
Agreed. So today's guest is one of my favorite influencers to follow. I think she is so funny. I think she's so good at what she does. She is a trailblazer in the influencer world. She'll start trends people follow and has made a name for herself.
We have a lot of things in common with her. One of them being that she hosts a podcast with her best friend. The podcast, What We Said, is all about talking candidly about health, business, relationships, and life.
She's just so fun to follow. She's honest. She's real. And some may say her biggest fan is Kendall Jenner. And if you know, you know. Please help us give a warm welcome to the one and only JC Marie. I've been like, I want to have you on the podcast, and I am so excited that you're here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. I was just telling them, like, this is the real deal. This recording studio is amazing. I love it. I'm so excited to be here.
I kept telling Hannah, she, you know, is always like, who do y'all want to have on the podcast? I'm like, please get JC.
Oh my
gosh.
Get her on here. I've been dying to. I'm so excited.
So you have a podcast with your best friend,
mm-hmm.
and we're best friends as well. Were y'all best friends before you started the podcast?
Yeah. So we've been best friends for over 10 years. We were high school besties.
Wow.
So we met when we were like 14, 15, and we've been best friends ever since. And now we're 28.
So y'all have done like 13 years. Y'all have just like done life together.
Yes. And we've been at such similar, like life trajectories as well. We got married within a month of each other. We obviously we're like the same. We're 2 or 3 months apart. We graduated. Everything has been so like pretty consistent. So
are y'all like the same? Because Tanya and I are opposites.
Yeah, we're opposites.
Oh, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Who's who? Like, who has what personality traits?
It's weird because our sense of humor. We always say our sense of humor is identical.
Okay,
but then we just are different in a lot of ways. Like our style, our vibe. Like she is much more. I don't know. I guess I'm more maybe like light and bubbly, mm-hmm. and she's more of this like almost a dark, not like dark energy, but she's more of like a
realist, like just kind of, or
maybe a little bit,
or like Scorpio.
It's hard. She's an Aries.
Oh,
she's kind of like fiery, mm-hmm. more. And I would say I'm maybe more of like a bubbly.
You're more laid back. Saying? Are you? Would you say, okay, is one of you more type A and the other's more laid back? Or do you have that difference?
We're actually kind of similar in that way too, but I'm probably more type A. She's more okay. Go with the flow. I'm okay. A little more planner.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know?
Does one of you run late ever consistently?
Probably her.
Okay.
But also me a little. I'm working on that as well, but but I would say mostly her. Yeah. I'm definitely a little more type A.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
We're just trying to, because like with Tanya and I, people, our listeners are like, oh, I'm a Becca, I'm a Tanya, or like they have that relationship.
Yeah, so we're very clearly, distinctly in our own lanes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
People definitely say that. But do you know what? I think it's hard to distinguish it about yourself sometimes, because people will say that all the time too. They're like, I'm a JC, she's the Chelsea to my JC. But it's hard for me to like distinguish the real differences.
Has the working dynamic changed your friendship in any way? Because people ask me that all the time about Becca and I. They're like, I just don't know. They want to go in business with their best friend, but they're scared because they don't want it to like ruin their friendship. And I'm like, we've been able to navigate it in such like a great way, uh-huh. I think. I'm wondering, have you guys had any sort of turbulent?
No, honestly, this is the most annoying answer because I feel like everyone expects to be like, yeah, it's really hard, but we've gotten through it. But I'm like, we've only gotten closer. I feel like doing the podcast together has only made us grow closer because we talk and have these like deep conversations or funny, lighthearted,
mm-hmm.
so often that we know each other so well and we have such like a deep trust. We're honestly, I think it's something different too that we kind of grew up together. We know each other's families. Like mm-hmm. we're very deeply, you know, intertwined into each other's lives. So doing business together, sure, there are little annoyances or whatever, but I feel like it's been pretty seamless.
Yeah,
honestly,
I feel like we have had, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like challenged our friendship in any way. I think
no, we always like at the end of the day, we always have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I feel like I get really annoyed when you're late.
Oh, yeah, I'm always late.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, that can be annoying. I get it. I think that, I think that, do you guys have, wait, how long have you been friends?
Mm-hmm. When is our friendiversary, Becca?
It's sometime in May. And we met in Vegas at the pool part, iHeart pool party. And that was in 2015.
Wow, okay. She got there.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Too.
8 years.
Do you guys have this is maybe too deep. Not too deep, but too, in the weeds. Do you guys have specific contracts where it's this is mine, this is yours? Because me and Chelsea are dumb. About your podcast. It's we're doing business together. We need to be in a contract where it's 50-50. Do you know what I mean? If this ends, this is what happens.
Oh, no, we haven't gotten into that.
No, we haven't either.
Yeah.
No.
So stay tuned to see how strong our friendship is.
Yeah, I'm staying tuned for the fallout. No, that's how we are too, though. It's and people ask us stuff. I don't know. We're just we just know that. We always say don't get into business with your best friend. Yeah. And people also say that about living with your best friend. Don't live with your best friend, but we've lived together too. And we purposely, so when we lived together, we were let's not share a room because we had two other roommates. So we're to protect our friendship, let's not share a room. I would literally sleep in her bed every night. We're we hate these two. Our friendship has stood the test of time.
Yeah, because moving in with your friend is a whole new level of closeness. You see their habits, how they are, if they're clean. It's
100%.
We would fight all the time
if we live together.
We are both, especially when we live together, when we were college age, we were both really messy, both of us.
So you couldn't get mad at each other.
Yeah, so it's kind of we don't really have room. But now we've actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we've both transitioned to being much more organized.
Wow.
So we've really grown and evolved. Yeah.
Becca and I shared a wall. My apartment was, were you 2 or 3 and I was 2 or 4? We shared a wall. So our apartments were next door to each other, but we never actually lived together. And I think that was the best thing for our friendship.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would be sleeping and she would just try to open the door. And then I'd be she'd get so upset and be why is the door locked? And I'm I haven't left. Yeah, I don't know. I've been sleeping.
I'm trying to be safe.
She's Joey from Friends.
Yeah, I'm not big on boundaries.
Yeah,
I'm not big on them.
No,
not a fan.
Not a fan.
I love your social media. I feel like people, I've always loved your content on Instagram, but TikTok really I feel like you blossomed on TikTok. I feel like everyone has really gotten to see your personality. And I wanted to talk about that because you didn't start out as an influencer. You started as a photographer.
Yeah.
And where was the transition from one to the next?
It's so weird to see how my career has evolved. I'm wow, I'm not doing anything that I really started with. But there's something about TikTok, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, and I especially felt this a few years ago, that allows you to be more yourself or more casual. That's the way I felt anyways. I started on Instagram and I felt everything was so curated and perfect. I legitimately could not get out of the mindset. I would try so hard. People are oh, it's more casual vibes now. And I'm I'm glitching. I don't know how to be casual.
Yeah.
And so TikTok, I think, was a fresh start when it kind of came about. I was I'm just going to try and one thing actually was that on the podcast, Chelsea said people have no idea that you're funny. And I'm really? I'm okay, well, cool. Awesome. I apparently haven't been being myself on the podcast or something. And she's I think that it would surprise people your sense of humor and stuff. And I was oh, that's interesting. But that kind of stuck out to me. I'm well, that's one of my main personality traits is just being fun and having a fun sense of humor. So maybe I should start showcasing that more. So on TikTok, I just kind of started doing that. I was just very lighthearted with it. And I deleted Instagram for 6 months. I don't know if I think I told you about that when we saw each other, because I was so burnt out from it. And so I just started doing TikTok so often. I literally would post five times a day.
I didn't have questions, but continue.
No, I mean, we can talk about it now. The Instagram deleting thing.
Yeah. But I want you to continue your thought about TikTok.
No, it's just more casual. So it allowed me to be more myself, I guess. And it's just more fun. I felt that same sense. When I started Instagram, I thought it was so fun. Mm-hmm. And then it got to be where I'm this is not fun anymore. This is so curated. And also I'm just not inspired anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel I just need constant refreshes in my life. And so TikTok felt like that. And yeah, I even feel I blossomed on TikTok because I felt I was being my truer self, I guess.
Yeah. And so when you deleted Instagram off your phone, mm-hmm. so how did you, well, I guess you had TikTok, so it wasn't like you were totally off social media, but did you feel like, how did you feel?
I felt amazing. So when I first deleted it, I was only going to delete it for a week at the beginning of the year. Like the first week of January, I was like, I want to do a social media cleanse. I'm going to delete Instagram for a week because I feel this is what I started noticing. I'm like, when I get on TikTok, and it's different for everyone, this is what I've realized. But when I get on TikTok, I feel so good. I'm laughing. I love the vibes. When I got on Instagram, I am like sucked into this hole. And then after 45 minutes of scrolling, I feel depleted. Like, why is that? That's so interesting. So like, I'm deleting it. I'm deleting it for a week, start the new year off. And after a week, I was like, I've literally never been happier. I feel so inspired to like, I cannot get it back. So I was like, I'll do like 2 weeks. It ended up being 6 months because I just felt so good. But I mean, I'm lucky in the sense I have a podcast. I had TikTok, I had mm-hmm. YouTube. So it's the monetary thing. Like a lot of my influencer friends are like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like you're saying goodbye to a huge piece of your income. But I'm like, literally that's how good I feel. I can't justify getting it back. So I was just like, well, we'll see how long this break lasts. And it lasted 6 months. And then I got the app back on my work phone. And I still have not had the Instagram app on my phone in like a year and a half. I just downloaded it 2 days ago. I'm going to delete it today. Like I decided, I was like, no, I'm done again. Because I get sucked into this hole.
Wait, I need to know, because I also get sucked into the hole. But like, what was the final moment where you were like, I'm deleted? Like, I'm, because I think we all have that feeling of like, I need to just like take a break from Instagram. But like, what was the moment where you were like, I need a break? I need like a break where it's not even accessible to me.
I think just reevaluating, you know, at the beginning of the year, you're like, what are my intentions? And I'm like, that's how I felt. I just felt so overwhelmed. And I'm like, I feel kind of dumb that like Instagram has this old effect on me. Like, really, I can't handle it. But I'm like, I can't deny it. It's like such an addiction. That's what it felt like too. Such an addiction to like, also because of so many algorithm changes. I think when I started Instagram, I got so used to getting immediate validation, growing so much. Like, and I was very young. I started social media when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. I got used to this pattern, and then Instagram has shifted and changed a lot, and that wasn't the case anymore.
Yeah.
So I felt so negative about every aspect. I'm like, I feel dumb. I feel like a failure, whatever. So deleting it just kind of gave me this like release. I was like, I think I really need to delete the app and just see how I feel for a week. And then, yeah, just snowball.
But wait, do you have thoughts about the fact that people are now can pay for the verified check mark? Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. I do have thoughts. I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I saw this TikTok and it was like, the only people who are mad about that is the people who are verified and like don't deserve it. And I was like, that's an interesting take. But I do kind of feel like it loses its meaning. Like the verification thing. It used to be to distinguish who, like if people were impersonating you, right?
But yes, but what I think they're trying to do is I think they're trying to make it so basically at some point everyone's going to be verified, I think.
So then what's the meaning of it?
Instagram makes money because they have to pay $15 a month. So
no,
in order
I hate
to
that.
Have the blue check mark, you have to pay to have it moving forward. It's not, that's not the case yet, but I think that's what they're shifting to.
I hate that. Because
yeah.
The reason I hate it is because we've been talking recently on our podcast, like everything just seems about like money and power these days. It's so annoying to me. And I feel like so many social media platforms are moving that way too, where it's like, well, if you pay this, you can get more exposure. And I'm just like, now we've lost the art of like, I don't know,
creating
and actually having fun with it. I don't know.
Did you feel like part of it, like the Instagram thing was it like comparison? Was it like needing the like the engagement? Because I mean, I the algorithm and engagement, everything gets in my head too. So was it like that, or was it something
100%
else?
100% comparison.
100%.
And I don't know why other social media platforms don't do that to me as much, because some people, when I opened up about this, people will be like, that's how I feel about TikTok. I feel so, I compare myself constantly. I don't like to get on there. It gives me the worst feelings. I'm like, I don't know, for some reason that's Instagram for me. And I think like sometimes seeing people, especially when I was feeling uninspired, then I get on and see people like getting up 5 a.m., Pilates, green juice, creating 6 videos. I'm just like, I'm a piece, like, I am so lazy. I hate myself. Like, I don't know. I think you can see more of people's days. I also just don't think it's healthy to be able to literally see what everyone's doing 24/7 on their stories.
Yeah. I feel like I'm, you've talked about the flop era, you know, I feel like I'm kind of in a flop era right now where like I get on social media and I'm just like, I might be like, oh, that's really pretty or that's funny, but I'm not like, oh, because used to I would see someone do something, I'm like, oh, I want to do that or I want to recreate that or something. And lately I'm just like,
meh. Literally we've seen it all. And I said this too. I'm like, you could be in a red ball gown that is covered in diamonds in front of the Eiffel Tower. Like, be, and I'd just be like, I don't care anymore. I've seen everything there is to see. Like, unless you're doing something groundbreaking, I don't care. That's, it just like gets tiring. I don't know.
At my, that's what I'm saying. What is even, when someone's like, Becca, what's groundbreaking to you? I'm like, I don't know.
No, literally nothing. Like you in a spaceship, like an alien. That's it. That's all that's going to impress me.
You in a selfie with an alien.
It's so funny because I have such a, I have a different relationship with Instagram. Like
really?
I really enjoy it. I don't scroll as much as I post. So
that's
I just post. Yeah, like I just post my day. Like I just go about my day and I like feel like I have friends and community through Instagram that is so different and unique. And so to me, I think I post more than I scroll. And with TikTok, I feel like, but I feel it's more intimidating because I'm like, I don't know how to work it as well. I don't know what anything means.
If it's unknown to you also, that makes sense. People always say like you should create more than you consume. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, if you're kind of going on a platform to create and then you're getting off, it's like, great. All you did, you know, but I think the constant consumption is what gets like overwhelming for anyone.
Yeah. Wow. I'm very fast. So you got it back and now you're like ready to say goodbye again.
So it's more of just having it on my phone. So I have two phones. I have like a work phone that I do a bunch of like work stuff and I have social media stuff on. And the reason I redownloaded it on my actual phone is because it was just getting kind of annoying to me because I don't upload stories every day. I'll upload like twice a week or something. I'll just like give a little update of what I've been up to. But it was getting so annoying. I'm like, okay, now I have to airdrop the photos onto this phone and like upload them. Like, this is a bit much. I'm like, I can handle just getting it back on my phone. So I did it like 2 days ago and I've been on it a ton. Because when I have it on my work phone, I'm day to day, I don't bring my work phone ever with me. So I just don't have the option. But I find myself like, again, being in the line at the grocery store and getting on. I'm like, this is what I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking about. But also, what platform did you start on? Like, did you get your start?
Instagram? Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, I have this theory that wherever you start, you get burnt out of it after a while and you want something fresh. A lot of my YouTuber friends, they hate YouTube. And like, they're like, I don't get how you're posting vlogs. I'm like, oh, I love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They're so over it because they've been doing it for 10 years.
Long.
So I was wondering if maybe you started on a different platform if Instagram felt fresh. But it sounds like you're just a very healthy individual who has boundaries. So that makes sense.
It's really not about healthy boundaries, to be honest. I think it's just more of like...
your personality?
I don't know what it is. No,
I think it's about community. Like, I think you genuinely like to commute. Like, you feel like it's like the community of Instagram.
I think it's going to sound so crazy, but I had weird stuff going on with my dog's eye boogers and they smelled like poop. And I was just like, this is gross. And I go on Instagram and I'm like asking people for help. And I kid you not, it's better than Google. I got the answers about my dog's eye boogers. I made 2 changes to her diet and she's clean as a whistle. And I'm like, I love my Instagram. Like, I love this community. And like, I feel like it's this, I don't know. I have like a really like love relationship with it.
I think the reason I'm saying you're like healthy is because that's actually a very like, well, I guess it's self-serving in the way you're getting something from them. But you're kind of looking outwards instead of looking inwards. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like for me growing up doing it since I was 18, I started to become almost like selfish in a way. It's like, oh, like, why am I not getting likes? And when you're looking outward and you're just like, I love my community, it's much easier to be inspired. But when you're thinking me, like, what, it's never enough. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to get away from. But I mean, I agree. Like, it is million times better than Google. You can find out anything within 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that is wild.
That just struck a chord with me, that conversation about when you're thinking me, it's never enough.
It's so true.
Because we're never satisfied.
Never.
When it's like ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're healthy. I want to take a break and then we will be back because I need to talk about JC Jenner.
I'm ready.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay. So, JC Jenner, the conspiracy theories are that Kendall Jenner is inspired by you and copies you.
That's what they're saying. Me, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it started as a complete joke and has legitimately lasted like a year.
What was this point? Okay, so walk people through this because I feel like I almost know too much that I'm going to like give people the details because it's the funniest thing ever.
It's so funny. It's like the biggest, will always be the mystery of my lifetime as well. Hopefully one day I get solid answers. But it started as a complete joke. So my family, I'm from Phoenix and my family, like we're super big Phoenix Suns fans. And I went to a Suns game, and at the time, Kendall Jenner had been dating Devin Booker, he plays for the Suns for like years. And
you know,
I thought
the sun is hotter in, what is it? Puerto Rico than it is in Phoenix.
That's what I heard from Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So I thought they were endgame, by the way. I'm like so sad that they broke up. Oh, I'm devastated. Yeah. Anyway, so I made a joke that this was the first thing, was that I got picked to be on the Jumbotron at the Suns game. This randomly, I was at the game kind of early and this random lady came up. She's like, do you want to play a game? And I was like, yeah. Actually, she asked late for my husband and he was like, no. And I was like, I will. And so I was on the Jumbotron and I made a joke like, so Kendall had dyed her hair red shortly after, like a few weeks after that. So I got on TikTok. I'm like, I was wondering like where she got this inspiration to go red. And I realized like it was me. She must have seen me at the Suns game because I was on the Jumbotron, whatever. She watches all the games and it kind of went viral. People are just like, oh, that's funny. And then the next week she was wearing this like white tank top with these green pants in this pose, like identical to a photo I had just posted. So I was like, the conspiracy continues. And everyone's like, haha, like what the heck? That's actually kind of weird. And it just was like thing. Then it kind of like took a pause for a second. I'm trying to think of like what the next big thing was. But one of the biggest was she posted this photo on a beach chair, and it was like really similar with like a baseball cap, and it was really similar to a photo I had posted, but it's also like every Instagram girl in the world has taken that photo. Right, so I kind of was just being silly, and I didn't say anything like caption wise or with my words. I just posted on my story the photo of me and then the photo of her. And I got on a flight for like an hour. I was going to Phoenix. When I got off the flight, everyone was messaging me. They're like, she deleted that photo from her like photo dump. Like all the photos are still there, but that one that you posted. I'm like, what? And so I went, I'm like, she deleted it. So then I posted that, that went viral. Then the straw that really broke the camel's back was the following week. I'd been to Italy, and I had posted this photo of me laying on a beach towel reading this book called The Surrender Experiment. The next week, she is in a bikini on a beach towel reading The Surrender Experiment. And I'm like, okay, that one is actually like, it's the same. And that book is not, I mean, like crazy viral or anything. So I was like, that's actually like really funny that it's the same book as well. And then it was, I feel like there's more. I'm trying to think of like the other big ones.
Didn't you just post one about your Instagram break?
Okay, so that one, so Elle wrote an article. Elle Australia wrote an article about this whole conspiracy thing. And then she, what I think happened, so after further research, the article that they wrote, so they just came out with an article on Elle like a week ago that was like, I deleted Instagram for 6 months and here's how I felt. And it's a photo of Kendall Jenner. And I'm like, okay. That's my thing. Yeah. I'm like, I deleted Instagram. but then upon further research, Kendall wasn't the one who said that. The Elle article wrote it and used her photo. But I have a theory that someone at Elle knows the connection and they did that for publicity because they know that I'm going to post it and say, oh my gosh. And sure enough, like they always go viral. So genius. I think that that's what happened there. But it's just been like countless things that are, again, it's like funny.
Yeah.
And just like not,
have
it's like
silly.
Have you
ever seen her look at your stories?
Never.
She would be offended if she did that, right?
You know, yeah, I think so for sure. But you know, Simon Huck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he followed me in the midst of all of it and like DMs me and like put me on like the Lemmy Kourtney Kardashian's PR. And like literally I replied to his story the other day. I was like, this kitchen is in like goals or something because he posted a photo of his kitchen. And he's like, thank you. I love you. Like, so we like DM. And I feel like there was another, sent me this thing. They're like, this is one of Kylie Jenner's best friends and she was listening to my podcast. So there are like little connections and like seeds. But I, in the moment, I so badly wanted to collab with 818 because a whole other thing is that I grew up Mormon and like I never tried alcohol. And I was like, I will literally try tequila for the first time on screen. I don't even think I ever like pitched that. But I was like, if I was 818, I would fully take advantage 1,000%. Of this. Like 1,000,000%. I would just, even not saying like I should meet Kendall, but I'm like, you should just send me a PR pack and you'd be like, from Kendall. That would go viral. It's like just publicity for you. But they never did.
Interesting. Well, you're hearing it, if they're hearing this podcast.
Hey, 818.
Yeah. I think it's so funny, but I also am like, if she's having someone help her, like let's say she has someone that helps her with her social media. And they're seeing your stuff and it's like, let's play into this.
But also I feel like if that person would be smart enough to then be like, let's just swap out the book and make it a different book or like, you know what I mean?
No, because I think it gets traction. I think people talk
like
about
you're saying you think that someone helps with social media and is like purposely doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that was me, not that Kendall Jenner needs my clout at all, but I feel like a lot of the Kardashians play into things like that. Like if someone, I remember there's a girl who looks a lot like Kylie Jenner and she would be always told that on TikTok. Like every time she did anything, they're like, it's Kylie's twin. It's Kylie's twin. And Kylie, you know, she was always tagged and she eventually like commented on the girl's thing and was like, I'm going to send you Kylie Cosmetics. And, you know, then that goes viral. And I'm like, it's just smart to play into that. If it was my business, I would. It doesn't matter how famous or rich you are. But
I agree. I mean, 1,000%. Because all it is keeping your name like relevant, especially in like the social media world.
Exactly.
You brought up your husband, funny. Leif. Uh-huh. And y'all met and got married quick, right?
It was real quick. Well, we got engaged we met in June, I think. And we got engaged in November. Or we met in July and got engaged in November, maybe. It was like 4 months or something.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 months. And then we got married 5 months after that.
So it wasn't even a full year to before you met? Like,
no. We were married before we, had known each other for a year.
Did you date people? Like, had you dated and been in relationships or?
Yeah, I got married when I was 21.
Okay.
And so I had dated, like, I had a high school boyfriend. I dated some people after that. But yeah, I mean, it was one of my first, like, probably my fourth relationship or something.
Is he also Mormon?
Yeah, we both grew up Mormon.
Do you still identify as Mormon?
I get not
I'm,
really.
I really resonated with your journey in this topic.
Not really, but do you know what's crazy is like I still because did you grow up like religious?
I grew up Serbian Orthodox, okay. And then I am now Christian.
Okay. I for the first time, like I'm talking like a few weeks ago, I'm like just now getting comfortable being like. Yeah, I don't really identify as that. Or like, yeah, I'm not really. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I distance myself. Or like, I'm not into it. I still have not even said the words out loud. Like, I left the church. Uh-huh. Like, because it's so deeply ingrained into my, like, identity, I feel like. But no, I don't identify with it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't really align with the teachings or most of any of it.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Was it hard now? Because I always often feel like people, when they talk about kind of like deconstructing their faith or like leaving their faith, all you hear is kind of like the after part. You don't hear the challenge of like going through it. And I feel like it's one of those things of like navigating my faith and having questions about it has been like one of the most challenging things I've ever gone through. And I mean, I have my own beliefs and what I believe, but I don't feel like people talk about that. Did you experience that? Like, it's almost like you grieve something that you held so dear to you for your whole life, you know?
Yes, it is literally like stages of grief. Yeah. It's a really wild experience. And what's interesting is like, I have obviously had a platform the entire time I've gone through it, but I felt so uncomfortable, like in that phase of like not knowing, which the irony is I'm still in that phase, that I didn't feel comfortable like talking about mm-hmm. it in public, because I'm like, I'm still in the midst of this. I'm mm-hmm. not like on the other side yet.
Yeah.
But then I think it was probably like a year or two ago, I just like came out and basically said that. I was like, I'm still in the midst of like mm-hmm. deconstructing all of this. I have no idea what I believe, mm-hmm. if I'm going to be honest. And so many girls were like, thank you. Like, I feel the same exact way. And so, yeah, it's been a huge, it's been like a really massive journey. And mm-hmm. growing up Mormon is extremely, like growing up in any religion is mm-hmm. a unique experience, but growing up Mormon, it's very like restrictive, for lack of a better word, and very specific. And yeah. It's like leaving it is crazy, and it's a really huge part of your identity in your world. Like mm-hmm. it has influenced every decision I've ever made up until this point, you know?
Yeah. I imagine that is really wild, because it was like, it was an interesting time for me, because I was going to Serbian Orthodox Church. It was more formality than faith based for me. Like, I never felt this faith,
like connection.
Never yeah. felt a connection like I did when I started as an adult going to Christian church. I felt this deep sense, like I felt the, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was more about the faith than the religion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like a tough time with me and like my parents navigating those conversations, because, you know, that they feel like you're kind of turning your back mm-hmm. to something that is like your culture and where you came from. And it's just like, it's hard to explain, but it's like, as you grow, you need to be a part of things that feel good and feel right to you as a human being. And it is like, it's like a really tricky situation to be in. So I respect that what you're going through, because I had to navigate it too.
I think it's so deeply a part of people's identity that it feels very disrespectful to them, or like devastating mm-hmm. honestly to them, if you turn your back on it, or if you want to live life a different way. They take it as like a hit to their parenting mm-hmm. or like
yeah.
oh my gosh, where did I go wrong? Like,
and I get it too.
I do, and it makes me sad too, because I think, I'll just speak for like Mormonism, I think it's so fear-based. Like, their reaction is quite literally like, as Mormons you believe you have to do certain things in order to get into the highest level of heaven, and so if your kid is not doing those things, you literally believe like, I'm not going to see you in mm-hmm. the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
That's very heavy. That's very devastating. And like, so I understand, like you said, it's like when people not like disown their kids, but well, that's an extreme. But even when they're just like, oh, please come back to church. Like, and to us, I think in this generation, and it's like, oh my gosh, get over it. But to them, they're like, this is life or death to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally not going to be with my kid in heaven. And so I do feel compassion for that. But like you said, you have to, as you grow, you have to do what makes your soul feel mm-hmm. good. And that's what I'm trying to do.
And I think that what you said about like every decision you have made was based around your faith, I relate to that so much. Like, I made so many decisions and lived my life so carefully based on
yeah.
religion and my faith. And I think now I'm kind of like, I almost feel like I exhausted myself trying to be this like perfect person that was like living by this like fear-based guideline of, you know, what I was supposed to do. And it's kind of been eye-opening, because I'm now in my 30s and I'm like, oh my gosh, so much of my life was just like making sure everyone was happy with me, you know?
And a lot of people, like, leaving religions, they feel a lot of betrayal, because they feel like, oh my gosh, kind of like what you just said. Not that anything is a waste, but, like, I still feel like that sometimes, a little resentful for mm-hmm. the way that I grew up, just because I have friends who weren't really religious growing up, and they're so open-minded, mm-hmm. and I, like, really respect the way they think, and I'm like, couldn't be me. Yeah. Like, I have so many limitations on my mindset because of the way I grew up, that was very restrictive, very specific, that sometimes I'm like, dang, I wish I had like a more open mind to those things. Like, I'm trying now, but it's literally reprogramming your entire brain.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I you know, love and respect a lot of the things that I gained by yeah. growing up.
Religion is such an interesting it's such an interesting conversation just because I feel like it's so layered and like, you know, people, I'm dating a guy that's Jewish and I get a lot of comments from people being like, how can you be a Christian woman and dating a Jewish guy? And I'm like, it's actually quite beautiful, you know, because he embraces my traditions and my faith and I embrace his, and we're having open dialogue about, you know, when we have a kid, how we want to raise that kid and like have them experience both and then maybe decide, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's such a beautiful way to be accepting of each other. And I feel like that's kind of what has been missing in religion or in faith. It's been less acceptance and more, I don't know what the word is, but like,
well, I think it's just like respect for each other. And also everyone who's like part of a religion feels very passionate that their religion is the only and right one. So I think it's like being able to open your mind to hearing someone else's experience and not immediately feeling defensive or feeling like you're wrong for that is a very beautiful thing to adapt to as a human being. Yeah.
It makes it hard to be a good listener if you have like an agenda, even if it's just internal, if you have a specific agenda where you're like, because I always say growing up Mormon, it gives you a superiority complex, even though, again, I didn't ask for that. But it's like you literally grow up being like, you need to be a good example to these people. Like, it's sad that they don't have what you have. So you grow up thinking you're literally better than everyone. Just being like, I feel for them so deeply. And now I'm like, I'm cringing. Like, as I'm older, I remember specifically going over in like fifth grade. I didn't have many friends who were not Mormon. Pretty much all my friends, my whole circle was Mormon, my entire upbringing. And I was friends with this girl who was not Mormon in fifth grade. I went over to her house and her mom was like in a tank top and like drinking a glass of wine, which both of those things are huge no-nos like from where I came from. And I literally was like, I could not even believe. I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't. I remember they were maybe like, oh, I'm gonna have a birthday party and like sleep over. And I was like, I definitely can't like sleep over. I shouldn't even like be in this house. I remember feeling like very strong feelings of like, I shouldn't be here. Literally because of those two things. And they were the kindest, sweetest people. And I, again, it's like, I can't shame myself now for not knowing better, but I just can't wait to like raise my kids a little bit in a different way, a little more open-minded.
Is your husband going through the same thing as you?
Yeah. So he, I feel like his journey, I don't want to say it was slower than mine. Like, we've pretty much like grown and evolved together, but there were times when I would like be so like talking about it a lot. Like, oh my gosh, well, as I was deconstructing things, like, now this doesn't make sense in this. And he'd just be like, I don't know if it's like men and women, but he's just less of an overthinker. He's like, And I'm like, why aren't you mad? Like, why don't you understand this or whatever? And I remember specifically probably like a year or two ago, us kind of like really getting on the same page, like him being like, I totally get where you're coming from. I feel this way. I feel the same way. And like, sure, we have a little bit of our differences with it, but we're pretty like,
yeah,
you know, similar in our where we're at now with it, which is really nice.
Yeah, because I feel like that would be to come from the same place and be like on opposite pages would be, I'm sure, a challenge to navigate.
Do you like marriage?
Love it. I'm literally so passionate. Two thumbs up. I am so passionate about like just giving the narrative that marriage is like so fun and actually the best. I really hate when it's like branded as this. She's like, it's so hard, but worth it. I'm like, no, it literally doesn't have to be like, yes, there are going to be hard moments. This is my personal belief and like my relationship. Yes, I think there are hard moments as there are with anything like rewarding in life, but majority of it is just so fun and the best. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that because the sometimes when people will be like that exactly what you said, it's so hard, but it's so worth it. And I'm like, yeah, is it?
Like, it's not like a triathlon.
No.
We're not training for a marathon here.
Have you heard the thing? It's like the more, like the longer the Instagram posts, like,
yeah, the more suspicious
the relationship, like the more suspicious we should be. Like, I don't know. And also,
mine get pretty lengthy.
Yours get pretty lengthy?
Oh, yeah. I can like profess my love.
But here's the thing, if that's your, you know, way with words, it doesn't have to be 100% of the time. It's just sometimes people overcompensate by being like, you know, they're the best person ever. Yeah. No, seriously, you know, marriage though is weird. Like where I come from, you literally get married when you're 19 years old and have kids by the time you're 22. And I have so many friends that are already divorced. So it's like, I also feel like I have a weird skewed vision of like marriage as well.
Well, I think coming from the same background, like being in the South and Christian, it's like people get married really young and then they have kids really young. And then it's like by the time they're 30, they're like, what happened to my, you know, what did I do anything for myself? And I think that's more of the key, is like making sure you still are doing, like you're growing as a person and not just like, oh, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do by society's guidelines.
Yeah.
Just because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Have you talked about like your faith journey on your podcast and stuff?
Yeah, I've talked about it. I mean, not, I don't, I, it's kind of, I don't really know exactly what I believe. I believe I have a relationship with God, and I feel like that part has never really wavered because I think my faith has been so important to me. But I have just, you know, in my relationship specifically being with a woman, I think that it's like I've watched people, even though I know they're not God or they're not supposed to, not everyone represents God in the right way. When you're, I, what you were saying about being Mormon, where it's like, we got to really show people an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is a terrible example. If this is what it looks like to be Christian, you know, and people are like, you can't walk away because of people. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm allowed to have questions about why the people that are supposed to be the most loving have been the most hateful.
And that is so, that is something that they say a lot within Mormonism as well, as like, it's not the doctrine, it's the culture. But like, where did the culture come from? The culture doesn't appear out of thin air. The culture is brought up out of, you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's important. And however you identify in whatever religion, it's important to still like want to make things better. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like if you are very bought into an organized religion, we'll take like being Mormon, for example. If you really believe that, it's like, no, it's just the culture. It's like, well, then you, I shouldn't like should on people, but like, then you should try really hard to make the culture a better place. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in this organization, mm-hmm. like that shouldn't be an excuse that we all just like, oh, well, that's just how we are. Like, it's like, no, let's do better then. Let's be more accepting. Let's not judge other people for mm-hmm. their choices. Like, we don't want that. Can't we do better than that? You know what I mean?
I want that. But I've had a lot of grieving with it. Like, I've gone through a lot of like, you know, because it was so ingrained, and it was never taught like it's okay to question. Like, it felt like if you questioned it, that was like bad. Like, you do not question what you've been taught. You don't question what the church is saying. And I think like being able to get out of that mentality has been really hard, because it's that same thing of like, am I doing the right thing? You know?
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. You're taught also to not really trust yourself. That's how I felt growing up, is that you're literally taught to like not listen to your own intuition and like listen to other people. And that's been like a huge, and that's hard too. When I start listening to myself and then I'm like, wait, am I evil? Like, am I bad?
Yes.
Like, then I'm like, oh my gosh. So lately, this is what I've been doing, is because none of my family, all my family is still Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom literally has there's six kids in her family. All of them are still Mormon. All of their kids are still Mormon. Like, I'm the Wild West right now for them. And sometimes I will feel like isolated or like I'm like, am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will like get so still with myself. I will literally pray and be like, God, like I want to do what I want to live the best life I can. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make right choices for me. Like, if I'm not on the right path, please like mm-hmm. help me know that I'm not on the right path. And I always feel just like immediate peace. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I feel like that's enough. Like, I feel like if I'm feeling peaceful and I'm trying my best to be a good person and have a relationship with something greater than myself, like that's enough, mm-hmm. you know?
What has it been? I mean, if you're comfortable talking about it, what has it been like having conversations with your family about that? Cause like, that's a big family that's all believes one way for you to go in a different direction.
My parents are amazing, mm-hmm. and my dad specifically actually is super open-minded and very, like, he has questioned the church a lot as well, which I'm so grateful for. He's actually the only person in my entire, like, extended family who has kind of been on that same wavelength. So I feel, like, very comfortable talking to him mm-hmm. about those things, and I actually called him, like, 6 months ago, and I was like, can I ask, like, why are you Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
Because he still goes to church a lot. And like, but I've heard him say like, oh yeah, I don't buy into that. Or like, I don't like this part of it. So I was like, why do you still go? And he like, we just had like a pretty candid conversation about things. my parents and my siblings are really the only people I talk to it about. And it's not ever like I sit them down. I'm like, hey, like, here's where I'm at. But like, they'll just ask questions sometimes. Like, so do you guys, you know, like, they were in town and it was a Sunday. They're like, so are we like going to go to church? And I was like, no. And they're like, okay. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're pretty, I've always been very much very independent and very like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So I think that they really respect that I'm like an adult now, which I'm so grateful for, because a lot of people don't have that same reality. And as far as the extended family, it's a don't ask, don't tell. I'm like, hope they're not listening.
I
just don't talk. I don't talk about it very much. Like, I'm sure they see my social media stuff and, but I don't talk about it that much, because it's like, I also feel bad because I respect and love my family. So I'm like, I don't want them to feel like I think they're dumb and that they're, you know, I'm like, we have different paths and I'm trying to be respectful of that as well, which is hard.
I think that's the thing. It's got to be a two-way street of like respecting, like, hey, if you believe this and you still believe this way or what you believe, I can respect you, but like respect the differences that I believe in.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think that is a big part of it. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You also have been really candid with your journey to start a family. And I wanted you to talk about this because I think we have a lot of our listeners who have been navigating this as they're like in the process of either getting married or wanting to start a family, and the struggle of like watching everyone else have success and get be able to get pregnant and like not being able to do that yourself. When did you start trying, and like what's that process been like for you?
So I originally, it's so crazy looking back on now, and it's actually interesting because the religion thing ties into it significantly, I feel like. Just in the sense that, again, when you grow up, you Mormon, you think like you have to get married and have kids immediately, pretty much. And so I Leif and I thought we were like waiting by being like, I'll get pregnant when I'm like 25. That's like what we said. So I started trying when I was like 24. Cause I was like, oh, then by the time I'm 25, I'll have like my first kid. Uh-huh. And so I'm 28 now. So it's been like almost 4 years. And, I felt like I was living in these two worlds where in, Arizona and in my circle, everyone was having kids like at a young age. I even felt late, like starting when I was 25. I'm like, well, it'll still be fine. Yeah. But then when we moved to California and like specifically being in LA, people are like, you're 2 years old. Like yeah, when I would meet them, they're like, first of all, you look 12, like you're already married. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've been married for 5 years. Yeah. Like it's been a minute. And so I felt like I was living in these two alternate universes where it's like people yeah. do not even get married till they're like, you know, early 30s and don't even think about having kids. And then people who already have my, you know, four children at this age. So yeah, we started trying and we realized, so my husband Leif actually had childhood cancer. He had leukemia. And that's kind of what they point to, like our fertility issues. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do IVF actually this year, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, it's been a journey because interestingly enough, like again, even though I do feel young, I am like the last of my mm-hmm. like friend group and my family, you know, family members to have kids. But this is so cliche, like everyone says it, but now where I'm at, like when we started trying, I was in the midst of like my faith journey crisis. Like mm-hmm. I feel like I am so much more confident now and in such a better place to raise a child that I'm like grateful in hindsight that it mm-hmm. hasn't happened and that we even have the option to do IVF. Like I'm super excited about that possibility. But yeah, it's hard when all your friends are telling you they're pregnant if you're trying for mm-hmm. years and they like just yeah. get pregnant the first time yeah. or it doesn't matter, even if they tried for a few months and then it's just constant. Like I told Leif, I started to get on edge whenever I'd hang out with any of my friends, especially if I hadn't seen them for a while, because I'm like, they're going to tell me they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was like constantly just like, and I'm pregnant. And like, yeah. I was just like, oh, yay. And I'm so it's very hard. And what I've been trying to realize is like two things are allowed to be true at the same time. You're allowed to be so happy for your friends or your family, and you're allowed to be kind of bummed for yourself mm-hmm. at the same time. That's like perfectly normal and perfectly okay. Because I would feel so bad if I felt any negative feelings. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is the happiest moment of their life. And I'm literally like, congrats, but that's okay. I think. Yeah. So,
well, yeah. We're human beings. I think sometimes we feel like we have to be a certain way or we feel guilty for having like a genuine emotion. And I think that realizing, even we've talked about like when people are getting engaged, like Tanya wants, she's like just waiting for the ring. And so like, you know, when people are getting engaged, it's like, okay, when is it going to be my turn? Mm-hmm. But it's okay to, you can be happy and be like, I'm still waiting. And yeah, I'm totally. Still ready.
Therapy
for that to
definitely taught me that you can have two emotions with like this, the same situation can create two different emotions and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They can both
live
together.
Yeah. I never had that kind of like life realization until recently.
Same. I literally didn't know it was possible. I'm like, I'm bad. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I can be happy and sad at the same time. Yeah. It's perfectly normal.
But I also do feel like just watching you just on through social media, I feel like you've done so much and like discovered who you are as a person so much that like, what a beautiful thing to have experienced that through this journey. And then like when the time is right, you're going to have a family and that's going to be your life. And up until then, you just get to be the best version of yourself and like continue to grow, which is really not that you can't do that when you have kids, but you know, your perspective shifts a little bit. You are focused on just raising a human being.
And I think it's easy when you're going through something, just whether it is like you're waiting for an engagement, you're waiting to find the love of your life, you're waiting to have kids. It's so easy to fixate it on that and just be like, why isn't this happening? And I did that for like over 2 years. And then after we had a bunch of failed like fertility mm-hmm. treatments, I was like, okay, I want to take the next like 6 months off, which turned into a year. And I was like, I'm really going to try and like, not like give up or something, but just like, I'm going to try to live my life mm-hmm. and not be like constantly just thinking about this.
Yeah.
And it was the best year of my life, literally, mm-hmm. because, and I truly was like successful at that. I felt like, yeah, I had little moments where people told me they're pregnant. And I'm like, oh dang, I'm kind of like bummed that our kids won't be the same age. But like, for the most part, I had such an incredible year because, and I'm not saying it's that easy. It's just like, oh, just forget about it. But like, I got to that point of kind of, I had to, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm so miserable all the time. Yeah. Like, I literally have to just at some point give this up and be like, you know, when it happens, it happens. It's not in my control. I can't control it.
I think that's important. I think of that with everything in life. Like, we put so much focus and energy into something, and then when it doesn't happen, we get so exhausted that, like, I think the key is being able to say, like, maybe I don't have control over the situation, and being able to release control, like, let go of your grip a little bit.
Yeah.
Is key to just, like,
it's comforting
peace.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your goal? Like, what's your dream situation? What are your dream aspirations in career and life?
Oh gosh, so many. Literally, you know, it's funny, on the way over here I was like, maybe I'll write a book someday. That was the most random thought I had. I've literally never thought about that in my entire life. So that dream started today.
Okay.
But I'm actually creating my own brand right now, which I have talked about a little bit, but I've had so many delays with it that I feel like that annoying person that's like, big things are coming, but can't tell you any details. Like, it's literally so annoying. But most of the stuff I've said so far is that it's like not something that you wear. It's not like accessories. It's not clothing or anything. Like, I feel like it's very on brand for me, but it's like kind of different. So I'm really excited about that. I could tell you more off air, but I'm super excited about that. So that's like really been my thing the past, I've been working on it for over 2 years, so that's like something that has been really heavily on my mind. And then for our podcast, we just went on tour and we have like 2 shows left. That's been really fun and like something that I didn't realize we would ever do, but I want to continue with just the podcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then honestly, just having I'm super, like, my biggest passion in life is just like doing what you want to do and having everything that you want. Like, I really believe that's possible for anyone, and that's all I want for my life. Like, I think that changes a lot, mm-hmm. what I want specifically, but I just want to have like a happy family, a strong marriage, my dream home. I want to live in my dream location, and I want my kids to just have like a fun upbringing. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's probably what I want the most. And then I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to do creative things my whole life. Like, that is always going to be my goal. I've never had a normal job. Normal. Quote unquote. I've just like always been my own boss since I was 17. And I kind of just always want to do that. I think that that makes me happy, and it makes me feel really fulfilled to like just create things and make them come to life. So I always want to be in that space.
Yeah. I see that. I like see that for you. I feel like just even talking to you, just your like knowing yourself and knowing like your journey and what you see for yourself, you're very like sure of it. And I think that's a really cool like quality to have, because I think there's a lot of people who feel uncertain, and I feel like you're very certain in what you want. You just are like open to when it comes.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's been work to get to that point, but yeah. I do feel that way. I feel like really grateful for the current mindset headspace that I'm at.
Well, where can everyone follow you on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram?
JC Jenner. Instagram. No, you can still find me on Instagram. I still post. JC Marie Smith.
JC Marie Smith.
That's my handle on everything. JC is JACI. And I will be changing it soon on everything to JC Jenner. So stay tuned. No, I would love to do that. I wonder if I would lose my verification, but then I could just buy it back.
Totally buy it back. Maybe it's a fun April Fool's joke.
True.
That would have been so dang. Tanya, really we needed you earlier.
Put it in your calendar for 2024.
Yeah, I need to like secure that username. Now that I'm saying that, before this goes live, I need to secure that username.
I'm manifesting a 818 collab.
Yeah,
thank you.
A Kendall Jenner collab. I mean, the possibilities of a TikTok together are endless. So.
Endless, like Kendall. Come on. She's like, I'm literally the highest paid supermodel in the world. I don't need you. But, you know, we could create some magic together.
You never know.
You never know. It's true.
I think you're more creative than she is. So I think there's potential there for her to grow as a creator herself.
Maybe you said it here first. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thanks for scrubbing in. We had so much fun. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.